KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's check high school basketball from around the area last night first. In boys action, in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic outlasting Kemper Catholic 49-46 at home. The Trojans withstanding a sluggish performance by both teams. A lot of turnovers in that basketball game last night. Atlantic found themselves down late in the third quarter by 9 at 38-29, but they outscored Kemper Catholic 20-8 the rest of the way to pick up that victory last night. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Clarinda beat Red Oak 64-33, Creston over Glenwood 66-48, and Harlan over Denison 73-65. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, Missouri Valley defeating AHST 52-44, Tri-Center topping Audubon 65-55. It was Riverside over Underwood 52-28, Trainer beating Griswold 76-39. In Rolling Hills Conference boys play last night, Cam a winner over Glidden Ralston 60-45, Exira EHK defeating Adair Casey 59-42, Iowa Christian over Walnut 45-39. Also last night in boys corner conference first round tournament play, it was East Mills over Villisca 52-33, Clarinda Academy beating Nishnabotna 59-54, Sydney a winner over Stanton 41-33, and Fremont Mills beat Essex 57-32. Other games around the area in boys' hoops last night saw Archbishop Bergen of Nebraska beat St. Albert 58-55, Carroll topping Perry 69-46, Coon Rapids Bayard got by Van Meter 66-49, Corning a winner over Bedford 64-36, Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 69-27, it was Nottoway Valley over Lenox 79-25, Guthrie Center topping West Central Valley 65-46, IKM Manning 67-28, winners over Arweva, West Monona beat Boyer Valley 55-52 and Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln 79-46. In girls basketball last night in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 59-33, Clarinda over Red Oak 36-25, Denison beat Harlan 66-45, and Glenwood over Creston 58-39. In girls Western Iowa conference play, Audubon a winner over Tri-Center 41-36. Missouri Valley beat AHST 70-31. It was Trainer over Griswold 54-19 and Underwood over Riverside 45-42. In girls Rolling Hills conference play last night, Adair Casey a winner over Exira EHK 51-44. Iowa Christian beating Walnut 47-27. Also last night in girls hoops, Bedford over Corning 55-49. Carroll beat Perry 59-41. Coon Rapids Bayard over Van Meter in overtime 40-34. Boyer Valley topping West Monona 37-26. Nottoway Valley beat Lenox 60-29. It was IKM Manning over Arweva 64-58. Panorama beat Des Moines Christian 55-37. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Abraham Lincoln 65-46. West Central Valley beat Guthrie Center 41-32. Whiting over Logan Magnolia 32-29. And Charter Oak Ute a winner over Woodbine 47-42. On college men's basketball, Iowa led by 11 points in the first half, but couldn't hold on as Purdue beat the Hawkeyes 75-68 last night in West Lafayette, Indiana. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey was pleased with his team's play in the first half.
You know, I thought at the start of the game, we knew it was going to be a physical game, and I thought we handled that well. We spread them, we got great shot opportunities, and we defended. We got back. We defended their key personnel.
Hawkeyes were plagued by 9 turnovers and poor shooting in the second half. Robbie Hummel led Purdue with 17 points and 11 rebounds. Iowa was led by Zach McCabe, who scored a career-high 20 points. The Hawkeyes enter a week-long break now with a 3-4 mark in the Big Ten.
You know, I think realistically you look at some things and obviously some terrific wins, 2 real good road wins, a couple ranked opponents we beat, but never satisfied at 3-4. I mean, we had opportunities to win both Purdue games. Didn't play well against Ohio State and Michigan. I thought showed a lot more toughness than we did in either of those games tonight. Defensively, we were better. Offensively, we were better. We executed pretty well, not well enough to win on the road. Got to improve in that area.
Iowa's next game is at home Thursday next week, the 26th, against Nebraska. A Kentucky freshman, Anthony Davis, scored a career-high 27 points and blocked 7 shots to set a school record in the second-ranked Wildcats' 86-63 win over Arkansas. Davis also pulled down 14 rebounds for his 10th double-double. The 18-1 Wildcats won their 10th straight overall and extended the nation's longest home-winning streak to 46, including 45 straight at Rupp Arena. Elsewhere in the top 25, 10th-ranked Georgetown went on the road, beat DePaul 83-75. And Stu Douglas made a layup with 36 seconds left, and number 20 Michigan upset ninth-ranked Michigan State 60-59. Well, Iowa State is just one of six teams in the country with four players who have made at least 25 three-pointers. Chris Babb has 43, Chris Allen 36, Scott Christopherson 30, and Tyrus McGee 25. Royce White is on pace to become just the second ISU player to lead the league and lead the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists. The first was Fred Hoiberg, who's now the Cyclones coach. Oklahoma State has five freshmen in its eight-man rotation, and three are starters. The Cowboys are holding opponents to 39% shooting from the field and 31% from three-point range. Okie State's won four straight against Iowa State and 12 of the last 14 in the series. Game time tonight is 8 o'clock. That's tip time at Hilton Coliseum. That game will be televised on ESPNU this evening, Iowa State against Oklahoma State. Well, the Drake Bulldogs will be in search of their fourth straight win tonight when they visit Southern Illinois in Missouri Valley Conference play. The Bulldogs are 4-3 in the league race, and Coach Mark Phelps says they'll face a tough challenge against a Saluki team that's gotten healthier and better.
Just got a lot of really good pieces. They have a lot of depth. They have athleticism. They have a lot of things on both ends of the court that clearly make them way better than their overall record indicates.
Junior Ben Simons was a big factor in Drake's win streak as he averaged better than 19.5 points in the three wins and was named the MVC Player of the Week.
He's been challenged to be more aggressive. He's been challenged to continue to give us a great effort on defense. And he's aggressive for us. He's shooting the ball with a lot of confidence and is really one of our leaders on our team that the guys look up to and cheer for and follow.
That's the Bulldogs on the road at Southern Illinois in MVC play this evening. In the NBA yesterday, it was Orlando beating Charlotte 96-89, Golden State over Cleveland 105-95, Miami beat San Antonio 120-98, Denver over Milwaukee 105-95, Houston beat Detroit 97-80, Chicago topping Phoenix 118-97, and Utah 108-79 over the LA Clippers. In the National Hockey League last night, Pittsburgh beat Carolina 2-1 in a shootout. Columbus over Edmonton 4-2. Philadelphia beat Minnesota 5-1. The Islanders blanking Washington 3-0. Ottawa topping Toronto 3-2. New Jersey beat Winnipeg 5-1. Tampa Bay over Boston 5-3. The New York Rangers shut out Nashville 3-0. Detroit 3-2 in a shootout over Dallas. Los Angeles also had to go to the shootout to beat Vancouver 3-2. And another shootout saw San Jose 2-1. Over Calgary. In high school wrestling action around the region last night at Red Oak, it was Creston beating Red Oak 69-9, Shenandoah over Red Oak 50-24. At East Mills, Clarinda Academy beat East Union 36-29, Bedford Lennox over Clarinda Academy 60-12, and Clarinda Academy beat East Mills 33-31. Also at Van Meter, Corning defeated Van Meter 45-30, and Corning a winner over Mount Air 48-30. Well, yesterday, the Iowa High School Athletic Association announced its new football district alignments for the 2012 and 2013 seasons. Some differences as some teams moving around in class and also some differences in the size of the districts. In Class 3A, the districts are all just seven teams this year. That's down from eight in each district last year, so each of the eight districts will have seven teams apiece. Atlantic is part of District 1. The Trojans are joined by ADM, Creston, Glenwood, Harlan, Lewis Central, and Perry in District number 1 in Class 3A. In Class 2A, also there are 7-team districts. And in District 8, locally, it'll be Clarinda, Clarinda Academy, JSPC, Kemper Catholic, Otobolt Arthur, BCIG, Red Oak, and Shenandoah will make up the 7 teams in District 8 in Class 2A. Also, there are 7 teams in each of the Class 1A districts. In District 8, it'll be Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, St. Albert, Trainer, Tri-Center, and West Central Valley of Stewart will make up that district. In Class A, there are a couple of districts with area teams in them. In District 7, Audubon is joined by Bedford, Earlham, Guthrie Center, Madrid, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, Woodward Granger, and Woodward Academy. While in Class A District 8, that district is made up of AHST, East Mills, Griswold, Logan Magnolia, Riverside, Underwood, West Monona, and Westwood of Sloan. And in 8-man, there are 3 different districts that have local teams in them. In District 6, Adair Casey is part of that district, joined by Ankeny Christian, Colonesco, East Green, East Union, Grandview Park Baptist, Lamoni, Mormon Trail, and Murray. In eight-man District 7, that district includes Arweva, Boyer Valley, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Bayard, Exira EHK, Glidden-Ralston, Heartland Christian, West Harrison, and Woodbine. While in eight-man District 8, the teams include Cam, Corning, Essex, Fremont Mills, Lennox, Nishnabotna, Sydney, Stanton, and Villisca. Again, those districts go into effect for this fall's season, the 2012 season, and continue through the 2013 season. In college football news, Andrew Luck's uncle will serve as the agent for the former Stanford quarterback and two-time Heisman Trophy runner-up. The Wasserman Media Group announced that Luck is the first and only NFL-bound player to sign with the agency. The company hired Luck's uncle, Will Wilson, as executive vice president of football to represent the quarterback. Luck is expected to be the top pick in April's NFL draft after leading Stanford to consecutive BCS bowl games and shattering almost every major school passing record. The Indianapolis Colts have the number one pick. The Colts have fired coach Jim Caldwell. He finished just his third season and his worst as head coach of the Colts, who stumbled to a 2-14 finish without injured quarterback Peyton Manning. The firing is the second big move since the season, as owner Jim Irsay fired team vice chairman Bill Polian and Polian's son Chris, Indy's general manager. Caldwell opened his career by winning his first 14 games. That's the most in NFL history by a rookie head coach. And he sent the Indianapolis Colts to the Super Bowl. He won an AFC South title in his second season. Jeff Fisher has been introduced as the new head coach of the St. Louis Rams. The former Tennessee coach was also wooed by Miami, but chose the Rams over the Dolphins. Fisher takes over a club that has just 15 victories over the last five seasons. He sat out the 2011 season after 17 years with the Tennessee franchise. The Atlanta Falcons have hired former San Francisco coach Mike Nolan as their defensive coordinator. Nolan spent the last two seasons as Miami's defensive coordinator. Prior to that, he served 4 years as the 49ers head coach. In all, Nolan has been an NFL coordinator for 14 years. A person familiar with the meeting says former St. Louis Rams head coach Steve Spagnuolo has agreed to interview with the Saints on Wednesday for the club's vacant defensive coordinator job. Mike Martz says he's retiring from coaching. The NFL Network first reported his decision this week, and Martz told the Chicago Sun-Times that it's time. The former head coach of the St. Louis Rams spent the past two seasons as the Chicago offensive coordinator. In baseball news, the Detroit Tigers may be without the services of catcher DH Victor Martinez for much of the 2012 season. Martinez tore his left ACL during off-season conditioning last week, and after a re-examination next week, he faces the possibility of surgery. Martinez hit .330 with 103 knocked in last season, helping Detroit win the AL Central. The Milwaukee Brewers looked overseas to add some depth to their outfield by signing Japanese star Norichika Aoki to a two-year deal with a club option for 2014. The 30-year-old Aoki hit over .300 in six of his seven full seasons and was a three-time batting champ in Japan's Central League. Red Sox outfielder Carl Crawford had surgery on his left wrist and could miss opening day. Crawford had career lows with a .255 average and 18 stolen bases in 2011, the first season of his seven-year $142 million contract with the Red Sox. Giants ace Tim Lincecum has asked for $21.5 million in salary arbitration and had been offered $17 million. Lincecum, the winning pitcher in the Game 5 World Series clincher at Texas in 2010, earned $13.1 million last season and completed a two-year deal worth $23.2 million. Left-hander Cole Hamels and the Philadelphia Phillies have avoided salary arbitration, agreeing on a one-year $15 million contract. The 2008 World Series MVP went 14-9 with a .279 ERA in 32 games last season. Hamels was selected to his second career All-Star game and finished fifth in the National League Cy Young Award voting. The Phillies also avoided arbitration with infielder Wilson Valdez. The Milwaukee Brewers and reliever Cameron Lowe have agreed to a one-year deal worth a little more than $2.1 million, avoiding arbitration. The Detroit Tigers came to contract terms with outfielder Delman Young, right-hander Max Scherzer, and utility man Don Kelly, avoiding arbitration with all three. Washington Nationals pitchers Jordan Zimmermann, Tom Gorzolani, and Tyler Clippard all agreed to one-year contracts with the team. The Rays have come to terms on one-year deals with three players, center fielder B.J. Upton and pitchers David Price and Burke Badenhop. The agreements will pay Upton $7 million, Price $4.35 million, and Badenhop almost $1.1 million next season. Andre Ethier and James Loney agreed to one-year contracts with the Dodgers. Ethier, who hit .292 with 11 homers and 62 RBIs, agreed to a $10.95 million deal, while Loney will get $6.375 million after he hit .288 with 12 homers and 65 knocked in. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.